The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning and welcome to each and every one of us. I welcome you to the resurrection power for today. Resurrection power for today. If you are joining us for the first time, yes, this is where we gather to be empowered to receive strength and energy. Yes, for the day and for the week. Jesus said, each day has its own trouble. Let me tell you, don't leave your yesterday into today. Oh. Yes. And don't leave today into yesterday. Live today and hope for a better tomorrow. Child of God, do you know why your tomorrow is better? Because Jesus is alive. I'm telling you, the reason why you have hope is because Jesus is alive. Finish. He is alive for you. So your tomorrow is secured. Unless you take your own life into your hands. As long as you have committed your tomorrow into his hands. And you are in his hands. Your tomorrow is secured. Look. Your tomorrow is secured. Your today is secure. Today is the day you have. But your tomorrow too is secure in Christ. And do you know something? Isaiah 41 verse 4. You can use the blood to correct your yesterday. The naturalists will tell you, motivational speaker, the naturalists, they will tell you, there is nothing you can do about your yesterday. Your yesterday is gone. They are right, because they are physical. They are physical people. But supernaturally, the blood of Jesus can rectify and correct our yesterday. Why does the Bible say that? As the east is from the west, so has he forgotten our sins. So has he, removed our sins. God doesn't remember our sins again. Why does the Bible say that? Is it not the blood that has wiped away those sins in the past that makes him not to remember it? So you can use the blood to correct your yesterday's mistakes. And if only you are determined to live a new life, I am telling you, you begin to see changes immediately. You cannot use the blood to correct your yesterday's mistakes and be continue to live the bad life that you live and expect new things to happen. Never. Never, never. Even as we are praying, please, as we pray, please work on your mind. Work on your mouth. Prayer changes you. As you pray about anything, begin to ask God to help you to have new thoughts, new actions, new language to align and to harmonize. This morning, we are still enforcing the resurrection power for our daily victory. We are enforcing the resurrection power for our daily victory. But in it, we are going to deal with death. We are going to stop the evil overflow. We are going to pray certain prayers as we are led by the Spirit. We want to read Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14. Colossians 2, verse number 14 and 15. Let me start from verse 13, Colossians 2, from verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. 14. Having cancelled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. Now let me ask you, I just made a statement here that you can use the blood to correct your past. Having cancelled, what did God use to cancel? The written code. What did God use to cancel our sins and our past? Is it not the blood? You can use the blood to correct your yesterday. Stop listening to naturalists and motivational speakers. They are natural. They have no key. We have the supernatural key. I love them. Yes. They say things that motivate. But me, I use the motivational things. I connect it to scripture. If you don't connect it to scripture, it doesn't work. I have a lot of motivational books. It doesn't work. Leadership books. It doesn't work. I'm telling you, it doesn't work until you connect it to scripture. Yes. That is when it works. Yes, we have Christian naturalists too. Yes. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. 15. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Psalm 94. In fact, this is what we are going to start with, Psalm 94. But before we go to Psalm 94, let's go to Hebrews chapter 5. This time, because the time is short, I will not be talking for long. I will just read scripture, but the teachings too are good. Oh, they are also helping you. They are opening your eyes. Okay. Hebrews chapter 5. Please, God is giving me the grace and the anointing to deal with death. Death. When the devil is killing us, we say God is calling us. Oh, he is calling us. Hey. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. What was Jesus' prayer for? He was praying against death. What was Jesus praying to the Father for? He was praying to the Father to save him from what? Death. And the Bible said that, and God heard him. Didn't Jesus know that he has come to die? He knew. The main reason before Jesus stepped out from heaven as a spirit and entered into Mary, the Virgin Mary's tummy through the Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary's womb, not tummy, womb, through by the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew that the main reason why he is stepping out of the throne of heaven, condescending. Yes, that's English word, condescend. He came down. He took human nature. He knew he was to die. He knew he was to come and offer the blood. Because blood, the life of an animal is the blood. In fact, I have to revisit Asian hostility. That topic, I am telling you, be very careful about blood issues. When somebody hates you, look, trace the blood in families, trace the bloodline. I don't know. Hey, we will talk about it. Because of my personal experience in my hometown, some people were brought from somewhere in the olden days to come and marry the women. Yes, because only women were being born in the clan. To come and marry them, they brought for male children. Those male children, they are trying to rule right now. They are taking over. And do you know what they are doing? They are against the correct people. All of them, they bundle. And we don't know why. Why is that this group of people don't like us? Why is that this group of people, they are always against us when our issues come? When they know the truth, we have now found out where they came from. Mm-hmm. Ancient hostility is in the blood. Oh, blood speaks. Blood is alive. Look, some people will never like you. No matter what you do, you just manage them. That's why in marriage, thank God that we are in Christ. In Christ, because of the blood of Jesus, we have one blood now. Yes. But even then, in Christ, unless you are serious. Yes. So you see, Jesus knew that he was coming to offer the blood. Why did Jesus offer the blood? Look, Because Jesus has offered the blood, the existence of the blood is our weapon, is the greatest weapon and key for the child of God. With the blood, you can conquer all your battles, and anything in which the blood is introduced, it changes the ball game. With the blood, you can stop death. With the blood, you can stop poverty. With the blood, you can stop the weapons of death. With the blood, you can stop anything. But you know, because he has not fulfilled his destiny, on three occasions, Jesus swerved those who wanted to arrest him and kill him before his time. He swerved them. He swerved them. He moved among the crowd and disappeared. Look, it was not an ordinary swerve, you know. I was asking the Lord, and the Lord was saying that he blinded them. They didn't see him. He just cast something on them. And so even though when he passed, they didn't see, he just passed among them. Why did Jesus do that? Because he had not fully fulfilled the reason why he came, to die on the cross and offer the blood. But when the time had come that he has fulfilled everything here on earth and was now ready to be hung on the cross, when they were looking for him, they went to the garden. He said, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Say, "I am he. I am he. Come now, I am he." And they fell down. When he just said, "I am he," even that one alone, they fell down. Eh? Jesus could have left them on the ground to sleep forever. But they woke up again and arrested him. He offered himself. Why? Because he has fulfilled his death. Let me tell you, look, all of us will die. I will die one day. There are two ways every human being will leave this earth. Either by the appearance of Jesus in the sky that will rapture us. Who will rise first? Is it the dead or us who are alive?
The dead in Christ.
The dead in Christ will rise first. And we also, the whole thing will happen in the flash. In fact, those who die in the sea will give them up. Those who were eaten by the animals. Look, you think somebody eaten by animals, they will rise. Everybody, they see. Those who were burned in fire, they will rise out of the fire. In Christ, they will rise, and those of us alive, and we shall meet in the skies and celebrate. Look, all your mothers, your father, who died in Christ, you will see them again. I'm telling you, we will see each other again. That's why the death of a child of God, the Bible says, that is precious in the sight of God. It is not a loss at all. No, death in Christ is not a loss. You are just going home to rest. But listen to me. We must only go home to rest after we have finished our assignment here on earth. After we have finished our assignment, our mission, we should not die before our time. But you see, the enemy kills us before. That is his goal. Yes, to create pain, disappointment. The other day, God was telling me, God spoke some things to me, and I don't know. In fact, in Dubai, I had a lot of encounters. And one of the things, I didn't know, God told me how to be careful with my life. That I am carrying destinies of generations. God revealed some things to me, I was shocked. Yes. You are a destiny carrier. You are carrying the destiny of people. So be very careful with your life. Wow. I thought I am alone. I thought I'm just a pastor of Deliverance Assemblies of God. And I thought I'm there for my family. But God spoke some things to me. Yes, he said, "That is why I listened to your prayer. That is why when you commanded that man to come out of coma, he came out from coma. That is why I listened to you. Because you are carrying the destiny of many." Then I just die like that. No wonder I have seen my death 8 times. 8 times. From 1996 to 2006. I was seeing my funeral being organized. My body being lowered in the grave. Oh my God. If I describe to you they see reality from 2006 to 2022. How many years now? How many years? 16 years. 16 years. I haven't seen that again. The last time two demons of death came to visit me, I think about 2 months ago. Is it 2 months? Or last year, no?
Late last year,
November. And let me tell you, the way death comes, you will start seeing dead people. When you begin to see dead people in your dream, nail them or deal with death. Yes. There are two ways of seeing dead people. Sometimes something is lost. God will use somebody who is no longer there to show you where the thing is. He is God. But the other way is that demons will take the personality. I saw Professor Efa Ajimai, who taught me Greek in the Bible college. And then Reverend Caesar, my classmate. But when I was in the Bible school, I was in 20-something. He was 50-something, so he was like my father. But these two people are dead. And I saw them in the dream. And I said, oh, so you are alive? Hey! Papa, if I will call Papa, you are a prophet. Papa, if I, you are alive. Say yes, so. And then Reverend Caesar, oh, I saw Reverend Caesar also at some place. You are also alive. When the scene passed, before I realized, the two of them were standing at the downside of my bed. And they were saying, Boja, come, let's go. Come, let's go. Boja, come, we are, let's go, let's go. They were calling me, Professor Efa, and this. And you know, when I saw them that they were alive, I was so happy. So I wanted to get up, to rise from bed. They were just at the down part of my bed, where my leg, how do we call that place? The bed. Eh? The foot of the bed. The feet, oh fine. The feet of the bed. To gather strength and get up to gather strength and go. Do you know, something pinned me on the bed. Something pinned me. Whilst I was making effort, something pinned me. And I was just looking at them. They were calling. I was listening. But something pinned me. Do you know what pinned me? The Holy Spirit. Because if I had gotten up and go to them, my wife will wake up. And when she wants to wake me up, I am gone. My body will only be lying on bed. That is what happened to people that in their sleep. Death comes to take them. Death is not a good thing. We don't have to die before our time. In fact, we are praying against death that is caused by the devil, not God. God can call us. If it is a call of God, even that one, we need to negotiate. Hezekiah negotiated. I'm telling you, you can negotiate. I know people have negotiated death. Oh, look, why does God need you in heaven? He has angels there. He has the living creatures there. He has multitude of angels. In fact, Revelation describes them when John saw, he said, what? Thousands upon thousands and 10,000s upon, I mean, all those people are worshiping him. And the believers. So why does he need you there? Sometimes when people die, preachers, we preach some nice messages just to encourage people that maybe he's needed in heaven to come and perform some duty, some so-and-so, some this and this. Yes, just to encourage you. The devil has killed, and then we say God has called. The devil is killing, and we say God has called us. God has called us. Sometimes we allow the devil to kill us with our careless living. Careless living. Like some of the death we have right now. Careless. Careless living. That's why I insult some of us when we die. Careless living. If you don't eat well. Yes. If you are having a problem, you are not sharing it. Look at Osinachi or Ochinachi. Ochichi, Ochi. I mean, what is it?
Osinachi.
your husband is beating you and maltreating you. God told me that it is a weakness. I've also had that weakness before. When we attach to some people, we don't detach. Yes. The moment we give our trust, we don't remove our trust. That is why I have moved with wrong people. People who have nothing in their heart or for me. But I thought, once they are smiling, once they are performing some actions, it was after they were gone. Before now, I have seen that even when they were around, God was just protecting me because of the things they carried, because of their mission to slow me down, to kill my dream, to cause me pain. Yes. Some of us are like that. I am like that. Yes. I am like that. The moment you play it in my way, you can get me very easily. Commitment, faithfulness. Meanwhile, you are lying. Meanwhile, you want something. Meanwhile, that is not. That's why we need discernment. We need discernment. That was Osinachiwa. That was what God called, told me. It was a weakness. A weakness. Your weakness can kill you. That's why we must always commit our weakness into the hands of the Lord. That God, I am weak in this area. That is why you need people to be telling you your area of weaknesses. Your husband, your wife, your children. When they say, mama, you are getting angry too much. Daddy, the way you are doing this. So please, listen. We need people to talk to us. I have people. My wife, my children, Enoch and Edric, they talk to me. My wife talks to me. My friends, my associate pastor, Pastor Roger and Pastor Prince, they talk to me. They say, no. No. My deacons, they talk to me. Oh, I listen. Oh, yes. My senior pastor, Reverend Ochiri, came the other day. Anytime you can say, Della, I thank God for your life because you listen. You listen. I have a listening ear. Oh, I listen. Some of you don't listen. Leave me alone. The way I am is the way I am. You will die before your time. That thing can kill you the way you are. Yes. Let somebody punch this thing. Let somebody pierce it. It doesn't matter how they say it. Me. It doesn't matter how you say it. Once it is the truth you have spoken, even when it hurts me, I will go and think and work on myself. Those who tell me things, I say, please pray for me. Oh, pray for me. I beg you. Just pray for me. Finish. That's all. And I'll be working at it. That's Osinachi. So sometimes we kill ourselves. Our weaknesses. Yes. When you are not eating well, the way you use your life, when you allow the fear of death, yes, the devil will kill you. The devil will cheat you. So we are going to deal with death. And we are going to command the resurrection. That was how I read this scripture. Now, in some death can also be transgenerational. It's a case. It's an overflow. It's one of the patterns and the cycles. Let me tell you, this thing, you can be a Christian, you can be going to church 100. If you don't deal with these things, it will surprise you. Look, we are containers. So we are containers. We are moving containers. Any spirit can enter and use you and leave you. In Psalm 94, we want to begin with that. Psalm 94, from verse 1. Oh Lord, the God who avenges, oh God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, oh judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long will the wicked, oh Lord, how long will the wicked be jubilant? Are you getting that? How long will the wicked rejoice and jubilate? 4. They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people. Oh Lord, they oppress your inheritance. They lay the widow and the alien. They slay the widow and the alien. They murder the fatherless. They say, the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Take heed, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, When will you become wise? Does he who implanted the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines nations not punish? Does he who teaches man lack knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the man you discipline, O Lord. The man you teach from your law. You grant him relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dark for the enemy, for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. We want to concentrate on verse 1 to 3. Now, you see, we want to, whilst we are asleep. Yes, Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. You see, while men sleep, or while men slept, an enemy came and planted tares. We want to destroy the things that have been done in the night before we woke up. Night prayer is very, very important. One of the ways to live a victorious Christian life is to know how to pray night prayers. If you can spend 30 minutes for night prayers, 1 hour for night prayers, that's okay. You go back and sleep. Because that's when the wicked operate. I sent a video clip around. Yes. About an ex-Satanist. And was talking about their operations from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. When people are asleep, that's when they open it. And if you don't do it, what Satan will do to you? Yes. So sometimes when people are sleepy at their workplaces, people come to work by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they are sleeping. People are in the car, they are sleeping. They operated in the night. Yes. The body operated in the night. Yes. So daytime, they are sleeping. Early, they are sleeping. When your children are just sleeping, please watch out. Oh. People around you are sleeping. Please watch out. It's a night operation. I'm telling you, it's a night operation. But do you know something? Yes. The night is made for sleep. Sleep is to rest the body. We need the body to rest. Oh. Yes. We need the body to rest. So, the body must rest. God taught me something about night. And I read a document about light. Do you know why we need light off? When darkness releases something that heals the body. It releases something that heals the body in the night. That refreshes and renews the body. So it is not good to sleep with light on. No. It's not good that you should sleep with light on. No. It is weakening you. God knows why he created night. Night is for rest. It's for peace. It's for renewal and restoration. But then that is when the devil and his agents also work. So we too, we must give God some time in the night. Just some 1 hour, 30 minutes, even 15 minutes. Some of you, when you wake up to go and pee after, don't just come, just 10 minutes, blow in tongues. I destroyed the works of the devil. And then you go back to sleep and rest. But listen to me, if you are not able to wake up in the night and pray, when you wake up like we are up right now, yes, me, I still woke up around 2 and prayed. I prayed before I'm here right now. But if you have not been able, when you wake up, destroy the things that the enemy has done in the night. Only you have the power to deal with them. Use the blood of Jesus to destroy. We want to pray right now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, we thank you for today.
Father, we thank you for today.
For this is the day you have made.
For this is the day you have
that
made.
That we should be glad and rejoice in it.
Glad and
it is your day, O Lord.
It is your day,
it
O
is
Lord.
Not the devil's day.
It is not the devil's
it is
day.
Your day.
It is your day.
It is your day. It is your day. Your day for us. Your day
your
in
day
our lives.
Your day, in your, day
your day for us.
Your day for
it
us.
Is 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 your day
we
for
thank
us.
You for today.
We thank you.
And we
for
thank
today.
You for another week.
And we thank you for another
this
week.
Morning.
This morning.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Whilst we were asleep.
Whilst we were asleep.
Whilst we were sleeping.
While we were sleeping.
While we were sleeping.
While we were sleeping.
The enemy.
enemy
was operating
according to your word.
In Matthew 13:25.
Matthew 13:25.
But while everyone was sleeping,
his enemy came
and sowed weeds.
Among the wheat
and went away.
This morning,
we declare with the blood of Jesus Christ,
and the Holy Ghost fire,
whatever the enemy
has planted,
whatever the enemy has done,
whatever the enemy has performed against us,
whilst we were sleeping,
we destroy them with the blood.
We destroy with the blood.
With the blood.
Whatever the enemy
has projected, whatever spell, whatever charm,
whatever evil invocation, any incantation, whatever curse,
they have released into the atmosphere against our finances, against our business, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost fire, destroy with the blood of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost fire, by the blood of the Holy Ghost,
any shrine
that has been consulted
and activated in the night against us. Holy Ghost fire. Let it catch fire. Holy Ghost fire, consume them all in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Say, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Why should the wicked continue to jubilate?
Continue to jubilate.
According to Psalm 94.
According to Psalm 94.
Verse 3.
This morning.
We cut short. The jubilation.
Of the enemy.
We cut them short.
They should never jubilate. I reverse it. permanently.
Suspend it. Let it turn against them.
Let them become victims.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say now.
Now.
With the blood of Jesus
Christ. I stop.
The evil overflow. Ancestral overflow. Of evil parties and cycles. Parental overflow.
Generational overflow.
Any kind of evil overflow. Into my life.
And against me.
With the blood of Jesus Christ. I stop it with the blood of Jesus Christ
and the Holy Ghost power
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say now.
Now.
You deaf.
I want you to know
that Jesus conquered
that
you for
Jesus
me.
Conquered you for me.
Jesus took my place. In death. He died with me. And he arose with me. Therefore you death. I declare to you. You have no power over me. You have no power over me. You death.
You cannot take my life.
Or any of my family members.
You cannot.
I resist you.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I resist.
I refuse.
I reject.
I reject.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You death.
You death.
You cannot take my
you
life.
You cannot take my life.
It is not yet time.
It is not yet time.
It is not yet my
it
time.
It is not yet my
I
time.
I must fulfill my destiny.
I must fulfill my
you
destiny.
You cannot cut my
you
life short.
You cannot cut my
life
short.
My life cannot be cut short.
My life cannot
my life
be cut short.
Be cut short.
My life cannot
my life
be cut
cannot
short.
Be cut short.
My life cannot
my life
be cut short.
Cannot be cut
my
short.
Life cannot
my
be cut short.
My life cannot be cut
my
short.
My life cannot be
wherever.
Cut short. Wherever. Wherever
you death,
you death,
you want to pass
you
through.
Want to pass through.
Whether
my family,
my ancestry,
my ancestry,
my workplace,
my workplace,
my office,
my neighborhood,
I block
the
you.
Church,
and the
in
church,
in the church,
I block,
I block you.
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 And I nail you,
and I nail you
to the cross.
To the cross.
I block
you. I block
and
you.
I nail you.
And I nail you
to the cross.
To the cross.
You spirit
you
of death.
You spirit of death.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I curse you.
I curse you. And I nail you,
spirit of death.
You spirit of
I
death.
Bind you.
I bind you.
I curse you.
I curse
you.
And I nail you,
I
nail
you,
you
spirit
to the cross.
Of death.
You spirit
I
of
bind death. You.
I bind you.
I curse you.
And I
curse
you.
You.
And I nail you to
the
cross.
Yes, Lord. In the mighty,
in the
name,
mighty
of
name of Jesus Christ.
Say you weapon of death.
You weapon of death.
Any means
by which
you want to take
you
my
want
life.
To take my life
through carelessness
through fear.
Through accident.
By sword.
By gun. By rain. By sea.
By river.
By enemies. In my sleep. Through food. Through water.
Through medicine.
Through sickness.
Through disease. I nail.
I block.
I block.
Every channel. Of death. I block you in my life.
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 And I nail you to the cross.
I block you and nail you. I block you in my family.
I block you and nail you.
I block you and nail you.
I block you in my life.
In my family.
I nail you to the cross, whichever channel you want to use
against me,
whether by air, by sea, by land, by train, by enemies, underground,
whichever means, I block you and I nail you to the cross.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I command this situation. Everybody online, whatever situation you are right now, say, I command this situation. It shall never end in death.
This situation will never end in shame, in disgrace.
I command this situation to produce a testimony to every situation around me,
at my workplace, in my office, in my home, turn into a testimony.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say with the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I command the resurrection power to take over every situation, every circumstance, every challenge I am facing. Let the resurrection power confront it. In Jesus' name, say, I declare. I carry the resurrection power.
I carry the resurrection power.
I house the resurrection power.
I house the resurrection power.
I carry 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 the resurrection power.
I am housing 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 the resurrection power.
I house the resurrection power.
I house the resurrection power.
I am carrying the resurrection power.
I am carrying the resurrection power.
I am walking the resurrection power.
I am walking in the resurrection power.
I am living in the resurrection power.
I am living in the resurrection power.
Therefore,
let every mountain
move
out of the way.
Out of the way.
Every obstacle
move
out of the way.
Out of my way.
Every enemy.
Every enemy.
Every enemy.
Every enemy.
Sink before
sink
me.
Sink
before me.
Sink before me.
Sink before me.
Sink before me.
Sink before me.
Sink before me.
Sink before
the
me.
Wicked.
The wicked
around me.
Around me.
Sink before
sink
me.
Sink before
every
me.
Charm.
Every charm.
Every spell.
Every spell.
Every witchcraft.
Every witchcraft.
Sink.
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 Sink before me.
Sing before
sink.
Me. Sing before sink. Me.
Sing.
Be swallowed.
Be swallowed
by
the
earth.
Blood.
Be swallowed.
Be swallowed
by the blood.
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 Because.
Because.
I am living.
I am living
with the resurrection.
With the resurrection.
And moving.
And moving
with the resurrection.
With the resurrection.
Let positive
let
doors.
Let positive doors
open for me.
Open for me.
And common connections.
And common connections.
Open for me.
Open for me.
Positive breakthroughs.
Positive breakthroughs.
Come my way.
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 Breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs.
Come my way.
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 Right now.
Yes, right now.
By the resurrection.
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 Let the resurrection power.
Let the resurrection power.
That I am carrying.
That I am carrying.
Draw.
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 Destiny helpers.
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 Breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs.
Open doors.
Open doors.
Opportunities.
Opportunities.
Let the resurrection power.
Let the resurrection
that I am carrying.
That I am carrying.
Draw, 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 draw,
draw,
draw, draw, draw, draw, draw,
draw,
draw, draw, draw, draw, draw, draw,
draw, draw, draw, draw,
draw, draw, draw, draw, draw, draw,
let it draw.
Libreto carete.
Libreto
ratosca.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Draw, 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 draw.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, I carry the resurrection
I
power.
I carry the resurrection power.
With me.
With me.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I am.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
Any car.
Any car.
I enter.
I enter.
Any road.
Any road.
I am driving on.
Road I'm driving
any
on.
Any aircraft.
Any aircraft.
I enter.
I enter.
Any ship.
Any ship.
I enter.
I enter.
Any train.
Any train.
I enter.
I enter.
Any office.
Any office.
I enter.
I enter.
Any home.
Any home.
I enter.
I enter.
Any yard.
Any yard.
I enter.
I enter.
Any neighborhood.
Any neighborhood.
I enter.
I enter.
Or I leave.
Or I leave.
I carry the resurrection power.
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 Any seat.
Any seat.
I sit on.
I sit on.
Any seat.
Any seat.
I sit on.
I sit on.
Any seat.
Any seat.
I sit on.
I sit on.
I carry the resurrection power.
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 I am prevailing.
I am prevailing.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I am prevailing.
I am prevailing.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I am prevailing.
I am prevailing.
I am prevailing.
I am prevailing.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
I prevail.
I prevail.
In the resurrection power.
In the resurrection power.
Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Father, for this
we bless you for the answered prayer.
We thank you, Lord,
we glorify your
answered
name.
Prayer.
We
thank
exalt you
for
you
what you have done
you,
in
God.
Our lives today.
Thank you for
destroying
answered prayer.
Every work of darkness.
Thank you, Father
in
God.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing us and answering us. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We celebrate Father, for you. Thank you for what you have done in
our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Father,
amen.
Anyone that has been trapped with the threat of death, anyone on a life supporting system, Father, go online. Anyone online whose family, father or mother, is on the life supporting system. I call them back.
Jesus' name.
I release the resurrection power into them right now. I release the resurrection power. I break those spells.
Jesus' name.
Let the organs and the systems be charged with the resurrection power. And come back to life. Come back to life. Be revived. Be resuscitated.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Any business that is down, anything that is down, I release the resurrection power. I release the resurrection power. I release the resurrection power. Let the resurrection power quicken that business, quicken that marriage, quicken that husband, quicken that wife, quicken that person.
Yes, Lord.
Quicken.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.